2. Resource management. Now listen to a lecture related to the topic in step 1. Fill in the blanks of the note diagram below. A wildfire that started in the Croatan National Forest in North Carolina several years ago is a good example of how prescribed burning can be indispensable in preventing and controlling wildfires. This wildfire was actually controlled by the prescribed burning that had been done in the area. In the end, the fire wasn't as bad as it could have been. Let me give you 3 examples of why this is true, and you'll be able to see how beneficial prescribed burning can be. First of all, the wildfire may never have started in the first place had prescribed burning been executed in the area where the fire ignited. See, the forest caught fire in an area of very thick underbrush, dead leaves and shrubs, and branches and all that, which is not at all surprising, considering the fact that underbrush acts as a sort of natural kindling for forest fires. Many forest rangers and fire experts suggested that, had the place been previously cleared by prescribed burning, there may not have been enough fuel to start a fire. In this case, what prescribed burning did was stop the fire from spreading. Forest rangers, of course, couldn't burn the whole forest, so they just did prescribed burning on the outermost areas. That way, if a fire did break out, which unfortunately happened that year, it wouldn't spread too far. So as the Croatan National Forest fire moved out of the high-fuel areas, where there was a lot of underbrush, and onto the timberlands where forest rangers had already done some prescribed burning, it slowed down enough so that firefighters could do their job and put out the fire. If those prescribed burns hadn't been there, it would have been pretty bad news for the surrounding communities. And what's also great about the prescribed burns is that they never posed a threat to the communities because rangers chose the very best conditions in which to execute them. They chose a day when there wasn't a lot of wind, when there was a little bit of humidity, when temperatures weren't too high. And in this way, they stopped a wild raging fire by starting ones they could control.